It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Well, there's a new ancient grain in town. It's called sorghum. It's the in grain now. You've heard about new in ancient grains before, but this one is particularly special. You're going to want to pay attention here because it has a high ranking for sustainability, and that's not all. But tell us all about it. It's Kathy Siegel. She's a registered dietitian, and she has a website, Triad to Wellness. And she is here in our kitchen to give you the scoop on sorghum, along with some, because she's a great cook, sumptuous recipes, so get ready. It's so neat to have you in our Family Food Kitchen today, Kathy, and sorghum is trending. Why haven't we heard of it before, just recently? Why is it out there now?
Thanks for having me on, Ellen. Yes, well, slowly, many varieties of ancient grains are becoming more popular in the U.S., but now with the demand for more gluten-free options, sorghum is really starting to gain popularity. And we're looking for more sustainable grains, as you mentioned, so sorghum really fits that profile as well. So now that I'm introducing you to sorghum today, you are definitely going to start noticing it more.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, but I want to know what's the importance of sustainability. I don't know that everybody really understands that, so why is that so key with this grain?
Well, we are using up a lot of our resources in the U.S. and throughout the world, and right now gaining some attention is what's occurring in California. We're going through big-time droughts, and they're unable to grow a lot of the foods that we love, and that, of course, increases the prices. So now more chefs and companies are looking for other grains that we can grow under drought-like conditions, for example, and we're not using as many resources, such as that valuable water.
That's phenomenal for everyone involved. I love hearing that we're looking at ways to continue to feed ourselves without hurting the environment and taking advantage
That's
of what
right.
we do have in place. So I have seen sorghum before as part of an ingredient list, for example, but what you're telling us to do is actually to look at sorghum as a single ingredient, something that we are going to use to make as a side item.
Well, just to tell you a little bit about what exactly sorghum is, as I mentioned, it's a gluten-free ancient grain, and it actually originated in Africa. This has been around thousands of years, and it's also non-GMO. Pretty neat little point there. And sorghum is actually one of the five top cereal crops in the world. So that's along with wheat, rice, corn, and barley. But there are many varieties of sorghum grown in the U.S. For many different purposes, from livestock feed to biofuel production. But the sorghum used in the food industry is primarily this pan or white sorghum. And this variety is sold as whole grain sorghum. You'll see in the stores whole grain sorghum. Or it may be put through a milling process to remove that pericarp for pearled sorghum. So you'll see that also in the stores. The pearl, therefore, will be a little bit lower in fiber. But some other points about the sorghum, as I mentioned, it's an easy crop to grow, needing very little water, and it can grow in abundance in these dry conditions. And sorghum as a grain is very neutral in taste, so it absorbs the flavors you cook with it, making it very versatile. But you'll also see in stores the flour in the sorghum syrup. So that's probably where, Carolina, you were seeing it as an ingredient. People or companies are looking for more gluten-free options, so they're incorporating the sorghum flour. And then in the South, the sorghum syrup is very popular as a sweetener. And then also, which is really, really cool, we're popping the sorghum. So the whole grain sorghum is popped just like popcorn. So you're going to see that those varieties as ingredients and then also by itself as well.
I remember talking to you about that. I'm so excited about the popcorn one because you said it doesn't have those hard kernels in there.
It doesn't. So you're not really going to get it stuck in your teeth. It's a little smaller than popcorn, which my kids love. It's like, you know, they ask for that mini popcorn and you pop it just like regular popcorn. It's a lot of fun. We're going to pop some for Halloween this weekend.
Ooh, great idea. So, wait a minute. Now I've got it as a grain. Do I cook it like rice, or how do I cook it?
You cook it very similar to rice. The whole grain's going to require a little bit more water than the pearl, but same concept as rice. You could put it in a rice cooker, a crock pot, any of those different ways.
Yeah, the one I tried last that I really enjoyed was part of a salad, and I really liked because it just gave that extra crunchy feeling into the salad mixed with leaves that I really liked. Now, the dietitian in me needs to know, how does this grain rank up in fiber and in nutrients?
Yep. Well, you know, I always say the top reasons to buy sorghum is for its health benefits. So, yes. High in fiber, high in protein. The whole grain, of course, is going to be higher in fiber than the pearled one. But it ranges from the variety, but the rule of thumb, it's about 5 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber per half cup for that uncooked for the whole grain.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
You can really power up your family. All right, so other than cooking it as rice, Caroline mentioned something for salad. Let's give us some recipes on how we can make it interesting for our families.
Well, I have a couple different recipes on my website, triadswellness.com. But what I'm doing for salads is I'm making a big batch on Sunday. I also freeze it if I know the following weekend I'm not going to have time to cook my big batch. And I'm adding that to many different salads, to soups, to stews, to anything. But, you know, I'm a big salad person. Yes, I'm a dietitian, but my kids enjoy it as well. And they're not really big into a lot of different heavy green salads. So that I incorporate the grain with a kale, adding cucumbers, tomatoes, avocado. The one that you'll see up on my website is a kale, fennel, and sorghum salad. Delicious, and my kids love that. I chop all my salads up, and they love the whole grain sorghum in there. It just gives it a nice texture, a nice bite. Some other recipes that I have up on my website, since I'm up in the Northeast now, it's getting a little chilly, even though we love the salads, but we're also doing a lot of slow cooking recipes. So I have a slow cooker sorghum chili recipe up there. And like I mentioned, this sorghum takes on the flavor of whatever I'm cooking with. So a chili with all those seasonings, you don't even, you know, this can be a vegan or a vegetarian meal, incorporating the grain in there. And that consistency is taking the place of that ground meat that might typically be in a chili. So my kids love that.
Oh, those sound delicious. I know everybody listening is, you know, wanting to know exactly how to get those recipes and how to look at them. So I want to tell them again, this www.triadtowellness.com. The other way they can find the recipes are, they are going to be pinned to our board on Pinterest. So if you go to radiomd.com and go to the Pinterest page, there is a board there that's called Family Food Kitchen, and we pin all these wonderful recipes that we talk about on our show. I know the chili one is on the top of my list to make. Maybe even going to happen this weekend for the big game on Saturday that we're going to be watching. So it sounds like a great game day kind of recipe that we can eat a couple of bowls throughout the day and still get a good serving of fiber and protein. So thank you so much, Kathy, for all this information on sorghum and inspiring recipes that we can all bring into our own kitchens and start making it today. We only have a few seconds left. Kathy, can you tell us one last way to use sorghum, maybe for breakfast?
Oh, you can make sorghum sweet, and you can make a parfait or a porridge. And I'll be putting some of those recipes up on my website, so look for those as well.
Awesome. All right, we'll be visiting triadtowellness.com for Kathy's recipes and more, as well as our Pinterest page. Thank you so much for being with us on our Family Food Kitchen show. Remember, you can always look for our podcast on radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.